Finn Harps manager Ollie Horgan joins me here after seeing his side lose 3-0 to Dundalk. Ollie, I think the first thing to say is what a difference a goal makes. The first half looked to be heading your way until you let that goal in just before and never got back into the game after that.
No, goals change games. We've often played an awful lot worse here and got results or lose by a lesser margin, but we didn't take our chances. We'd several chances to go ahead, and then just in the stroke of half time we let the big Scottish lad, the big Bradley boy, step inside, and he finished it. And then we let Sam Bowen step inside in at the start of the second half, and that was game over. While it could have been a lot better in the first half, it could have been even worse in the second half when we went 2 down so early in the second half. Look, disappointing. We took a cut off it and we still ended up in the end of a 3-0 scoreline.
It's a relatively fresh-looking squad. That's a lot has been made of that so far, although you do have a couple of very reliable stalwarts in there. How do you feel you're shaping for this coming season after a couple of games in?
I have no idea. I mean, you can summarise that game. At times we're very, very good, and at times we're very, very bad. And I just don't know which it's going to be the most consistent part. Obviously, I know what I want, to be the more consistent, you know, standard, but at times there in the first half we were very, very good, and then at the times in the second half you saw we were all over the place. So it certainly will take time. That's not an excuse. We had opportunities to go ahead there today, but fair play to Dundalk. They didn't play well in the first half and they made a number of changes and got back into it and won it without probably having to, you know, go into second gear in the second half.
Speaking of those positives then in that first half, what were the things you were happy to see?
Well, we created 4 goal chances, but we didn't take them. You know, we don't create too much away from home, especially in Dundalk, but we created 4 goal chances. I mean, was it Brian Gartland or Andy Boyle that took it off the line? I don't know who got back. It was a great defending. We hit the crossbar. We probably limited Dundalk, but just showed the quality when Bradley stepped inside just before half time. You know, had we that chance, I don't know whether you're taking it. Like, the one the second half should never have happened from our point of view, but the better side won more than the 90 minutes, and all we can do is lick our wounds and move on to Friday night.
Last one for me, exactly on that note, Friday night, what do you make of Bowes and the challenge they're going to face?
Look, we've really only concentrated on UCD, and now we concentrate on Dundalk. We'll have a look tomorrow at Bowes. Without doubt, Bowes are a handful, and will be a handful for probably better sides than us, so we need to improve massively on certainly our second half performance here tonight to get anything out of it. But look, we'll worry about that tomorrow when we have a look at the footage and move on from there.
Ollie, thanks for your time. Safe home.